This is Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Rebecca De Unamuno.
The Premier Gladys Berejiklian has established an expert panel to review drug safety at music festivals, but she says it won't include the consideration of pill testing as part of that review. Today at the National Press Club, the former Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Mick Palmer, will deliver an address with Matt Knopf's co-founder, the Street Universities and CEO of the Knopf's Foundation. That's with Matt Knopf's. And they're both advocates of pill testing. Mick Palmer joins us this morning. G'day, Mick.
Morning, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Tell us your reaction to the response that Gladys Berejiklian gave about not including pill testing in this review.
Well, I think it's disappointing. I understand the political concerns in regard to illicit drug use, and use particularly across the community, and the reason why politically it's been so hard to get movement right across the illicit drug front. But the facts speak for themselves. I'm not condoning drug use. I'd love to see nobody use drugs at festivals or anywhere else. But the reality is we do. And the deaths that are occurring and the serious illnesses that are occurring under prohibition, under our current policy, which hasn't been in place for 6 months, but it's been in place for many, many years. We've had lots of expert panels have a look at them maintaining the norm or getting better results out of the norm. I don't see any difference ever being achieved. And while we continue to have an environment where the young people will have no idea of what it is they've actually bought, we're going to have situations where deaths and serious illness occur. Mm. Simple as that. And anything we can do, there's no fail-safe mechanism here, but anything we can do to reduce serious illness or deaths in those sort of situations has to be something we consider.
And Mick, what is it that you exactly advocate for?
In regard to pill testing?
Yes.
And pill testing is only one of, the more broader change is what I focus on. But, if I have a zero tolerance, it's zero tolerance to the loss, needless loss of any young Australian life. And anything we can do to increase the safety of people who choose to take drugs in those circumstances is something we should consider doing.
Mm.
And the evidence now from Europe, and including the United Kingdom, is quite significant. They have made quite a significant difference. Usage levels have dropped. People are throwing away pills once they know what's in them. We just have to find a way. While the quality and toxicity of the products lies in the hands of unlawful criminals and is completely uncontrolled, we have no way of controlling the danger for people who decide to take pills. So my focus is on setting up arrangements that allow for that pill testing to take place, encouraging people to do it at the same time as they have their pills tested, telling them why it's probably dangerous to even consider doing it at all, but that everything we do is focused on increasing the safety, improving the safety, the health and safety of young people who choose to take drugs. I think somebody said the other day, signs that say don't be a dill, test your pill. But anything we can do to reduce the dangers to young people.
Okay.
And I just saw an article again, Georgina Barter, was a pharmacist, for God's sake, some time ago, who tragically died. Mm-hmm. Obviously no idea of what she actually took, wasn't what she believed she took.
Mick, I guess when people listen to you, here you are, you're a former commissioner of the Australian Federal Police. You're somebody who's worked in law enforcement for such a long time. You've seen the coalface of the so-called war on drugs. People are going to be a little bit surprised to hear you say, I think we need to do this in a different way than we've been doing it in the past. Why is that?
Well, I just came to realise over, and a long time ago, I have to say, but I came to realise over time that with the best will in the world, best intentions in the world, you simply can't arrest and convict your way out of this problem. All the problems we're now, not just in regard to pill testing, but all of the problems we're now finding ourselves dealing with, from ICE violence right across the spectrum of illicit drugs, is occurring under our current prohibition arrangements. And I was commissioner of the AFP when then Prime Minister John Howard brought in the tough on drugs policy, and we had a lot of money for AFP strike teams to focus on targeting drug importation and the like. And we were quite successful, and police have continued to become more successful, more effective, lots of very significant seizures, lots of arrests of very significant players. But the end result is we haven't made any difference. The drug market continues to get bigger, more dangerous, and more prosperous. And we just need to be prepared. I don't have a silver bullet here. And in fact, it's important to remind people, I think, that in Prime Minister Howard's tough on drug, as it was termed, tough on drugs policy, there's a lot of money given to treatment and diversion options. It wasn't just a focus on law enforcement and supply reduction, but very much on a treatment demand reduction focus as well. But that got lost in the, I guess, in the media spread. I mean, there's good news in big seizures and ceremonial burnings of cocaine and heroin and the like. And I was very much party to that. But the more you look at it, the more I came to absolutely understand and be committed to is that we can't win this way. This is not a way by which we can win this war, if you want to call it a war. And probably that's part of the problem. We continue to look at it as a war and see people with different views of being on opposite sides.
Do you...
I think there are no bad guys here. There's only concerned guys. We just need to be prepared to trial things. I mean, if it doesn't work, abandon it.
What do your former colleagues in the police force, what do they say about your approach?
Well, a lot of police have a similar view. I mean, I don't speak for anybody specifically, obviously. But I've, as a very good example, 2 or 3 years ago, I was giving a public address on drug reform in a northern Sydney public forum. And just after I started talking, I saw 4 uniformed police come into the back of the room and stand at the back of the room. And when I'd finished, they walked towards the front, and I wondered what the purpose of it was. And they came up to the front to tell me they agreed with every word I said. They found themselves chasing their tails. What we've got simply doesn't work. We just need to be prepared to try something different. We just felt strong enough to turn up tonight and let you know that's what we think. I think that's the reality of the place. Young police officers, share lifestyles with all the young Australians that are most likely to be experimenting with drugs. I mean, it's clearly obvious that some police officers would recreationally take drugs from time to time. They're a section of society. And we all know people for whom that would apply. They see it for what it is. Obviously, views are varied because police see the downside, the violence that sometimes can be created by it, the sadness that can be created by it.
Yeah, and we've seen injuries and deaths as well, of course, as we saw at Difficult One.
Yeah. There's no fail-safe mechanism here, but we're just standing still. My view is standing still is not an option.
All right. Well, look, we look forward to your National Press Club address later on today, but thanks so much for sparing some time with us this morning. Good on you. Mick Palmer, who's the former Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police.
Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Rebecca De Unamuno.